Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm all right. I got my crusty morning voice on.
Nice. I appreciate that we are probably the first people you've had to have a lengthy chat with, and it's on the radio, so thanks for that.
Yes, yay me.
I am very excited about the topic you have brought us today. What are we talking about?
We're talking about whistling, and I got a sense that last week when I said whistling, you were like, but yeah, diving into it, it's amazing, right?
It is an incredible, weird and wonderful world that you're bringing us today.
So whistling started, archaeologists assume, sort of emulating bird sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And small mammals, you know, like marmosets and prairie dogs do whistles. And it's been used, like, as a language. They believe people used it for hunting, you know, because you could make whistle sounds to each other from far away. And then it's just been something that humans do. And then, of course, if humans do it, we want to put it in pop music.
That is true. It is a fascinating thing because so many cultures do it. It must just be one of those things that is part of the human condition a little bit to try and whistle.
Yeah, it seems to be, although in some cultures it's good luck, and in some cultures it's bad luck.
Ooh.
You know, like you're not supposed to whistle on a boat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm so cursed then.
It's bad luck, yeah. And then some people thought, you know, you shouldn't, women shouldn't whistle. It brings ghosts, some people think. I think you're not supposed to whistle in the theater.
Actually, I have heard that one. Yeah. Which is hard if there's whistling in the play you're in. That's a bit stressful.
Yeah, and apparently that's related to the ships because it was the same rope people that did ropes on ships that did ropes backstage.
Oh my God!
What a strange world. I'm gonna hit this first track because it's wild. So that's whistling. It sounds like a flute.
I know, that's a human. It sounds like a bird.
Very good at that.
Now, who are we listening to here, Kirsten?
So this is Roger Whittaker, 1967. He's British, but grew up in Nairobi, and for some reason has had a big career in Germany.
Cool. I mean, this is so impressive.
I know.
Kids, if you're in lockdown, I think your parents would like you to learn how to whistle this lockdown. I think that is a skill you should pick up.
Yeah, super loud. Now, apparently, you know, there's sort of, it involves the tongue and the teeth, but you can do the finger ones too, you know, you stick your fingers in.
I can whistle, but not, I can't do the, like, finger whistle.
Yeah, no. I'd love to learn how to do that.
I'm the worst, I can't whistle. But, so you think about whistling in sport, you know, like refs.
Yeah.
It's even been used in classical music, which is weird. Working songs, you know, whistle while you work. The Seven Dwarfs.
So when we
soldiers marching would have those whistles.
Yeah.
You know, whistling together.
So when we hear it in pop music, like for example, Roger Whittaker, is he like a gimmick artist? Like, what's his deal? Are people listening to him because they're like, wow, this guy can do crazy whistling? Or are they listening because they're like, this music is beautiful and he's a genius?
I mean, okay, obviously now we put things into packages so you can find them on Spotify. And so they are called novelty songs. And the same thing back in the 60s when they were released, they were called novelty songs. Now that doesn't mean that people didn't have respect for him. Oh my gosh, you can hear the military stuff in this one.
You can. This one, do they whistle this in Dad's Army? This is bringing back like a weird childhood memory for me. Someone text him.
So this is quite a sad song, actually. The guy who whistled does not feature on the video. This is you gotta see the video if you want to see white people dancing. Wow, it's just wild. So there was another guy that did all the Top of the Pops performances, and yes, this was on Top of the Pops in England.
That's
1967.
Amazing.
But the real whistler, John O'Neill, went on to do whistling for Ennio Morricone.
Whoa.
Movies. So spaghetti westerns. How weird. it's another place for them.
So if anyone is wondering, this is I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith.
Right, who's not his real name, but they used it, and so he remained anonymous for most of it.
Okay, so
he's an iconic whistler. He's one of the goods.
Jumping in here with the ship stuff, we've just got a very informative text from a listener here. You're not supposed to whistle in the theatre because they used whistles to give instructions, and a random whistle could accidentally instruct someone to fly out the backdrop or something, and that's the same as on a ship. So obviously you don't want like a big rope or a massive, thing to come flying down from the ceiling when it's not supposed to.
Curtain. Yeah,
knock out your lead actor. I think maybe my grandparents had this on like a record or something, because this is bringing me some very nostalgic memories.
Okay, here's the adjective that's coming to my mind. Jaunty.
Jaunty. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oi!
That gave me a little fright.
So on the one hand, it hasn't ever fully taken off in pop music and has remained a novelty, but on the other hand, it's everywhere. Lots of TV themes use it, and then, like I said, spaghetti westerns, and then people like Tarantino have brought it back because they homage to spaghetti westerns. So it's nowhere and everywhere, I guess.
Now, BFM listeners will already know this because it was actually on the playlist not that long ago. This is a song from this year, Molly Lewis.
No. Deep dive, her story is weird too. She's Australian, and her dad directed the movie Cane Toads, which was about poisonous toads. So it's such a weird story. And then she ended up growing up in LA because her dad, was working there. And she got obsessed with whistling documentaries, whistling CDs that her parents bought her. So this is 2021. She was born in 89.
There is a video from, I want to say it was Balenciaga, but now I'm changing my mind. A big fashion performance like a couple of weeks ago where she was the featured musician.
Wow.
She stood in front of this incredible like Colosseum space and whistled while people drove around on dirt bikes and all the models walked around. I'm going to have to look up whose show it was now, but it was wild. It was very, novelty show. But I've seen her talk about how she's like, I don't want people to think of my whistling as a novelty, even though she is quite tongue-in-cheek about it. Her videos are all very sort of like old Hollywood novelty vibes. But she is actually very serious about it as an instrument.
Yes, apparently she recommends lip balm and mouthwash. But so she's gone from YouTube to now touring with big bands and, like you said, fashion show. And she, and then a lot of other people now, and this is something you guys can do when you whistle, is you just start off doing covers. Apparently there's a big thing in Bollywood now, people doing whistling covers.
Wow. That's so cool. Okay, so apparently the Kaiser Bill song was used in an ad in the 90s, so maybe that's where I'm remembering it from. Someone else says it's conjuring up memories of 80s telethons, dads with their tops off and massive stovetop hats.
Thank you. Now we have that image too. Thanks a lot, bro.
That was beautiful.
And soothing.
I mean, all of those tracks are so different. There's no real, genre that ties them together. It's that instrumentation of whistling. It's so fascinating.
Yeah, such a weird human thing.
It is one to go and practice today. That'll really make all your bubble buddies love you in this lockdown time. Thanks for bringing us a bit of whistling this morning, Kirsten. Where are we going to go next week?
Next week we're doing songs that are like dances. They're telling you the steps to do in the song, and they're named after the dance step.
Oh, I'm excited for that one. That sounds fantastic. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll see you next week for some dancing.
Yep.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.